Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
That's Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen.
I had to start again. Just my children.
You haven't heard that song, Proud to Be an American. It's a great song on the 4th of July. Maybe right under Star Spangled Banner, which we're going to play for you the next hour. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the 4th of July and Independence Day in America. It's a big day. It's a big deal to me. It is to most Americans. It's not just about barbecue. It's not just about swimming and boating and getting out and meeting with folks and friends and family. That's it. That's part of it. That's part of. That's the product. That's the result of all this independence is we get to do this. And Bert Folsom is our guest. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us. BertFolsom.com, professor of Hillsdale College, history at Hillsdale College. New Deal or Raw Deal is his award-winning book, bestseller, among other books that he's written. Bert, the parts about all this liberty is that we have the liberty to forget how we got all this stuff, don't we?
Well, that's true, and that's happened with a lot. You notice even biblically, there are many psalms where the Israelites are asked to remember what had happened. Remember that when you crossed the Red Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when you got through the desert. And it's important to remember the people and the events that made our history work. If we remember the people, then we can emulate them. They can be the models to teach our children to emulate that person. That in this crisis, this person, George Washington behaved in a certain way. That Abraham Lincoln behaved in a certain way. And that those kinds of models can help us teach our kids.
Well, no question about it. Yeah, that's one thing about the Jews. I mean, if you study the Old Testament, every time you turn around, they're invoking Moses and Abraham. I mean, they make sure their people know where they came from.
Right.
And we need to do more of that in America. But let me ask you. Here's what I want to do, because in the last segment, sure, we kind of got into a situation where, you know, I was talking about, you know, where we've gotten our liberties being eroded, but. And Anita wrote a great post on your, I guess, was it on your blog about the best
time? Yeah, it was on BertFolsom.com.
BertFolsom.com. Anita's better half and much smarter than either
one
of us.
And co-author of FDR.
Absolutely.
And Uncle Sam Can't Count.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, Anita, you might want to go read this, folks. It's titled The Best of Times, The Worst of Times. Are these really aren't the worst of times for America, as ugly as we think they are, and I'm convinced that we're in a constitutional crisis right now with President Obama, but still, this really isn't the worst of times for America, is it?
I would put it in the top five, Jim, but I would definitely say that it's not. I mean, I can think of other, of course, the Revolutionary War and then the Civil War, but for goodness sakes, Jim, after the Civil War, even. We went from having a national debt of $65 million to $2.7 billion. That's a 40-fold increase, where the interest rate was twice what the debt was.
Right.
And we had people who wanted to issue more greenbacks and devalue our currency. Mm-hmm. If you go down that direction, it's over at that point. Fortunately, we had President Grant and President Hayes that insisted on paying the greenbacks back, and they had Grant's administration had 8 years of budget surpluses. We had 28 years of budget surpluses after the Civil War, trimmed most of that debt off, and got our country back in the right direction.
Well, and also, when you look back on the hundreds of thousands of Americans who killed each other in Civil War, you look back on
yes,
World War II, where we lost a half a million more on foreign soil. You know, this with all the irritating, obnoxious things that we're dealing with right now, this really isn't the worst of times for America.
Well, I'd put it because so much of your audience is interested in business and small business, but after World War II was terrible for the reasons you just said and for the international calamity that it was. But after that war, we had a tax rate of 94% on all income over $200,000.
It's
been
worse.
What do you think that does to business start?
As much as I'm irritated about a 39-point-whatever-percent rate we have now,
39.6.
It was once 94, as you say. And,
it's 94 on all income over $200,000. How do you become a millionaire on that? You get $6,000 every $100,000.
The best of times, good times, bad times, the thing about America is it's just still the greatest nation in the world. Bert, thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of that great nation.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you for having me on.
BertFolsom.com is his website, folks. Go check out Anita's post on Is Today the Worst of Times. I got to go for this hour. Happy 4th of July, America. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back one more hour after this one. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.